Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. A key part of recovery after a natural disaster is replacing documents, specifically government-issued identification. For St. Louisans who've been impacted by the May 16th tornado, such documents are essential to claiming disaster aid. The Missouri State ID Access Coalition got its start years ago, but through its member organizations, the coalition is helping folks obtain birth certificates and state IDs so they can receive post-tornado support. Here to share how that's happening, we welcome Cherie Hickman, Director of Missouri State ID Access Coalition. Cherie, welcome.
Thank you.
And we have also with us Andre Cole. He's the founder and executive director of Urban City Services, which is a Missouri State ID Access Coalition member. Welcome to you as well, Andre.
Thank you, Elaine.
And thank you for making time to be here. Now, what has happened to people's IDs and documents, Andre? You know, what kinds of ID are we talking about?
We're talking about the birth certificate and Missouri state ID, and some people also would be needing Social Security cards.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to start with the birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And once you obtain the birth certificate, you can get a state ID and also a Social Security card.
Yeah. Do you have some sense of how it is people have lost these documents?
We primarily deal mostly with the unhoused population,
mm-hmm.
and so most of those people usually lose their identification because they move around so much, and some of them may reside in camps that where they may be raided or cleared out, and they would lose those documents then. Or some people may get evicted from their apartment and mm-hmm. lose their identification.
Right. Why is it that birth certificates are so key as something to start with, Cherie?
Absolutely. When we look at access to housing and in terms of the tornado, especially with relief services, financial services, banking, any of those things, a birth certificate is the essential step in order to get your state-issued photo ID. We often refer to it kind of as a key, right? Mm-hmm. There are these doors that are naturally put in that a lot of people don't have access to unless you have mm-hmm. that identification. So that's why it's so key, especially mm-hmm. during this time.
Is a birth certificate hard to get?
Absolutely. There are a lot of catch-22s, and especially if you were born out of state, every state and even every, even when we look at counties, they have their own requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times it's kind of funny when we are working with people, you often need like your state issued photo ID in order to get a birth certificate. But then like that birth certificate, you need your birth certificate in order to get a state issued photo ID.
Yeah.
So we kind of see what workarounds we can do in providing other form of identification or documents mm-hmm. to get that birth certificate.
So to get a birth certificate, what does it cost? I mean, and how much does that present an obstacle for people, Andre?
Well, it's a lot of people that that don't have the money, that can't afford what it costs to get these documents done. And then they also have difficulty filling out these documents. And so
mm-hmm.
at a cost of $15 for a birth certificate.
Right.
It may seem like a small amount to you and I, or
mm-hmm.
you know, but to someone who just don't have any income, you know, don't have nothing,
yeah.
this is really an essential thing for them.
Is there a specific example of someone that you have helped who has been impacted in some way by the tornado?
I had a lady that I helped just a week ago who lost everything. She didn't have a birth certificate or a state ID or Social Security card. All of these things were destroyed in the tornado, and she was from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And like was mentioned, each state have their own rules on what documents is needed. and the particular state that she's from requires a state ID in order to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the birth certificate is the beginning point, it's the key point to getting this document, that makes it a challenge to get that. And so that's kind of hard to get that young lady's ID because mm-hmm. we don't have that
yeah. basic document.
Yeah, we don't have the ID that she's trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what she needs is a Missouri state ID.
Right.
But if her home state is putting so many barriers in front of that, you know, it is difficult for us to help her.
Right. Now, before we go any further, Sheree, can you give us a quick description of the Missouri State ID Access Coalition? And after that, we'll talk a little bit about how you help people who are transplant from other places.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the coalition began in 2019 by St. Francis Xavier College Church's outreach program, and I'm the director of social ministry, Christine Dragonette. So today the coalition is housed under both College Church and Oshray Foundation. And so we are a statewide coalition of organizations and individuals who believe that everyone deserves a state-issued photo identification if you are a resident in Missouri, and we are committed to removing those barriers. So by the generosity of the Missouri Foundation for Health, we are able to not only do advocacy work, but also make sure that we are on the ground across Missouri and in St. Louis, providing direct ID assistance to individuals who need that. And so since 2022, we have been able to subgrant 27 organizations to do direct ID services to their communities.
Mm-hmm. You were talking earlier about why government-issued ID is important. It's important at any time, but why is state-issued ID especially necessary in this moment?
Absolutely. So this moment, honestly, it's a scary time, right? Mm-hmm. And when we are looking to see what do we do next, we live in a society in which we kind of have to prove our existence in a way. It's like we have to say, like, yes, I'm this person, I live here, and I need food assistance, I need housing, right? The number few reasons that our folks have reported in which they need their ID is for employment, housing, financial services. And right now, in such a devastating time, when you are just looking for those basic needs, they are still being gatekept.
Mm-hmm.
And your identification is under a pile of rubble or has flown away. So unless you are able to access services, which there are a number of services, especially disaster relief services, that don't require identification right now,
mm-hmm.
But that still only gets you so far.
Right, right.
Right? You can't really rebuild without your identification.
Right. Andre, as I understand, Urban City Services operates in Soulard, but how soon after the tornado did you decide that your organization needed to serve St. Louisans, you know, outside that area and those who've been impacted by this disaster?
Immediately, we immediately took to the ground, you know, to assess some of the damage and look at some of the areas where the devastation was taking a toll on people.
Mm-hmm.
And we immediately started planning ID blitzes where we could set up and not just provide basic needs to people, but also to be able to remotely provide people with Missouri state ID and birth certificates
mm-hmm.
right there on the site.
Right. Can you tell us about that? Because your organization has run a couple of these, you know, clinics or blitzes, as you say. What
yes.
does it look like?
What it looks like, we set up a few tables and canopies, and we arrange for transportation to the vital records and to the DMV, and we arrange for a notary to be there with us. And we take care of that business for them.
Mm-hmm. The transportation part you were telling me about, mm-hmm. clearly, I mean, people have lost their means of transportation if they have their own vehicles. For those who rely on public transportation, that is still an obstacle. How are you all outfitted to help people get from place to place, Andre?
Well, we partner with other organizations who may have transportation. Like one group that we love and partner with is called The T. It's operated by Dr. Punch. Mm-hmm. Also, we purchased a school bus over the winter to serve as a warming bus for the homeless as we transported folks from that bus to shelter. Mm-hmm. We kept them warm while we did that. And now that the winter is no longer among us, we still have that bus.
Right, right.
And so we've been utilizing and working to utilize it more as transportation to take people from the Blitz to Vital Records and to the DMV.
Right. Now, Cherie, what is it that people need to have or to bring to get help from the coalition? I mean, Andre, you are transporting people. They come to where there are these tables set up. There's a volunteer they work with. There's a notary there as well. But what is it that people who need the help, what do they need to have with them?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that you need is to be a Missouri resident and in need of these documents, right? But in terms of when you're actually doing the application, a volunteer will definitely walk with you through the process. Thank you. And to make sure that you have all those documents. So in terms of like when you're getting an ID, you need to prove your identity, your lawful status, your social security number, proof of Missouri residence. And if you are looking for a legal name change, you need those documents as well.
Mm-hmm.
For a birth certificate, you need a photo ID or two supporting documents. Those can be found on the DOR website, but we also have those at the clinic, and we'll definitely check to make sure that you have those documents. For an ID, the cost for a 6-year ID is $18,
mm-hmm.
but we provide those financial services for you, so we will give you a check for that, as well as the birth certificate. We will cover that as well.
Okay.
So if you're able to get to a clinic, usually some clinics have a requirement of once a year, but with the tornado, I am sure that I can vouch that many of the that has been waived, at least within the St. Louis area.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, if you're able to get to a clinic or a clinic location, we can definitely help you out and get those documents.
So for those listening, you should not be barred by any concern about the cost.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So like our biggest thing is access.
Yeah.
Right? Access. Mm-hmm. If you need it, we will help you get it.
Yeah. Andre, is there an interaction that you have had that really affirms that what you're doing specifically for people affected by the tornado, that this is really what your organization needs to be doing right now?
Yes. Doors are automatically slammed if you don't have these documents. At the Bounce Back Project is where we operate our clinic at. We help people get these things that will help in their homeless journey. And without these documents, it's pretty much next to nothing as far as services that can be obtained. It's just a slam door.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, you know, and most people don't understand that until it's up on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as the money, a lot of people don't have the $15 and the $18, you know, so being able to write a check for someone to go and get their life straightened out is really a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that Urban City Services is in business to do, is to help people turn their lives around.
Mm-hmm.
And we are grateful to the Missouri ID Coalition for supporting us and making it able for us to do that.
Right.
You asked about a particular story. Therese mentioned that if you never had a birth certificate or an ID, it's going to be hard to get it if you are say you're 17 or 18 years old, and this is the first time, okay, you're going to have that Social Security card to show that to them in order to get this.
Yeah.
You can't just go up with the number. You're going to actually have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been a challenge throughout our tenure with providing this service, is a lot of minors can't get their stuff, and we deal with a lot of people that may have been in foster homes.
Okay. I think thank you for sharing that, because I think so much of what we're thinking about, maybe we're not thinking about people who are in that in-between mm-hmm. age where they are minors and they wouldn't have these forms of identification or documents to begin with. Mm-hmm. Sheree, as we end here, how long will these efforts continue? I mean, I know that the coalition has existed since 2019. Will there be more focused effort on helping those who've been impacted by the tornado for some time?
Yes, absolutely. So I can talk a little bit about what we have done in terms of the tornado, but also I can just give you where folks can find these standing clinics, even outside of when we are talking about the conversation around tornado, because these clinics are always open.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give you an example of Austray Foundation. So Austray is in North St. Louis, and usually we operate our hours on Thursdays from 10 to 2, but we have extended that to 10 to 4
okay.
to provide some more timing for folks who are affected by the tornado. And we have also started, we are working with the Red Cross too, to kind of coordinate some other clinics at the Red Cross shelter. But I would encourage everyone who is in need of documents to go to MOID Access/get help. Go ahead and click on the city. Go ahead and click on St. Louis. You will find all the clinics that are there, and you will find if you will qualify. So the biggest ones that I would just uplift is Austray Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Are open on Thursdays from 10 to 4 in June, and then 10 to 2 generally. I would uplift St. Patrick Center, who has a clinic that is open from 8 to 10 a.m. on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would also uplift St. Francis Xavier College Church's program that has a clinic on Tuesday mornings.
Mm-hmm. Sheree Hickman is the director of the Missouri State ID Access Coalition, and Andre Cole is the founder and executive director of Urban City Services, a Missouri State ID Access Coalition member. Thank you both for joining us today and providing this really important information.
Thank you, Elaine.
And you can find more information about clinic locations and schedules, along with the ones that we heard from Sheree, at moidaccess.org/STL. Coming up, we'll talk with the new chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood Great Rivers about patient care amid political and legal battles over abortion in Missouri. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.